The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Mary is off with the kids at a local pond right now, although she is returning home in a little bit. It is 3:15 in the afternoon, so I may not have as much time as I'd like to talk about this chapter. Chapter 14 of Midnight Sun, Closer, or is it Closer? That's the question. Closer or Closer? I think it might be Closer. Either way. Mary and the kids may be returning home here in a little bit. I am hoping to do at least a couple of chapters today so we could keep trucking along here with Blake's Book Club. Chapter 14, Closer or Closer, is interesting. Again, really not a lot happening. Just more conversations, more interactions between Bella and Edward. Though there is this random, there is this odd interaction between Bella and between Alice and Edward. One that is very confusing. I've gone back now and I've read it many times and I still don't understand what the hell happened. Edward is obviously thinking about going to the meadow. He clearly is thinking about showing Bella what is special about him in the sunlight, because he refers to what happened with Carlyle in the sunlight, one where he understood but was still fearful, and that he realized finally that he was definitely not human. The problem, though, is there isn't much context to what Alice and Edward are discussing in their thoughts. It's just like, no, it's the same place, and I love her, from Alice. And that's pretty much it. Which is annoying, because it goes back to the last chapter, or two chapters ago, when I discussed this. It's annoying because Stephanie Meyer, the author, is putting us directly in Edward's POV. Anything that he is privy to, technically, we should be privy to as well. It's not enough to say, oh, I see Alice's vision now, but not have an understanding of that vision, right? It's not enough, because Edward clearly has an understanding of the vision. He has an understanding of what he's seeing. And if we weren't specifically in Edward's thoughts, this choice would make sense, because we're only being allowed what the narrator allows us to have. But in this book, because we are existing within Edward's POV, we should be allowed knowledge of everything that Edward has. For the most part, Stephanie Meyer has played with that point of view. Meaning, she alludes to something as though Edward's thinking about it. But she doesn't explain it fully. Yet at the end of the chapter, or later on in the chapter, she acknowledges what Edward was thinking and gives us further clarification. Like, it's a delay on what Edward was thinking. And in effect, that kind of makes sense, because as we discussed a couple of chapters ago, not every thought that you have is fully defined. Not every thought we experience has full texture. It's just a thought. It's a random fleeting thing. Like, wow, I'm looking at a ukulele and it's perched on its side right now in my bedroom. But I'm not describing how it is, the color of it, all of it. I'm just seeing it and thinking, wow, that's why is that perched like that? That could fall. And as you're thinking about it, it makes sense to you because you see it, you understand it, you consume it the way that you're seeing it and the way that you're thinking it. The problem with being in POV in a book is everything has to be explained. And if you're playing games with what is explained and what isn't explained, it's annoying. This chapter is annoying to me because of how Stephanie Meyer's treating us. You can't put us in direct POV, living with every thought and every mundane thought, and even every self-loathing thought that Edward has. And then say, no, you're not going to do that. We're not going to give you that. You can't do it. It doesn't make sense to me. So there's no clarification on what Alice was thinking. I imagine that there is something along the lines of Bella being hurt because Alice reacts in such a way that it would suggest that Bella would be hurt. But I still don't know. But it is what it is.